This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
We are all crazed with March Madness, and we get a treat here. We get to talk on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline with the head coach of South Carolina basketball. He is Frank Martin. Coach, good morning, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Matt, how you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for the time. Being a former Kansas State coach, I know you're with South Carolina, but I saw your tweet this morning about your reaction to seeing Ernie Barrett in the locker room last night and what that win meant for the program for Kansas State in Kentucky. But I just want to ask you at the top, your reaction to K-State getting to the Elite Eight last night.
Yeah, I'm real happy for those guys. You know, Bruce Weber is like an unbelievable coach, and K-State, that's where my head coaching career will always got started there forever and ever. There's nothing that can ever be done to erase that. We have some of our closest friends in our family's life live there in Manhattan, Kansas, and we stay in contact and still visit the area every single year. So it's a place that's very dear to me and my family, and Ernie Barrett, I know not just K-State winning, but beating Kentucky, because he separated his shoulder in 1951 in the semifinal game, and in the championship game against Kentucky, basically had one arm, and got beat, and that's a game that he's been looking forward to avenge for a long time. So it's a great place full of great people, and I'm real happy for him.
I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but this is a potential matchup for the championship game between Kansas and Kansas State. What would the Sunflower State be like if those two teams played for it all?
Oh, my. It's safe to say this. The state will be empty. Don't go into that state and try to buy gasoline or a bottle of water or something at a convenience store. The Kroger's, everything will shut down because that would be like the dream probably of every single person that's a lifelong member of the state of Kansas there.
Talking to Frank Martin, coach of South Carolina. College basketball, the future of the sport, has been talked about a ton. Everyone's trying to figure out their own version, their own fixes for what has to happen. How do you feel about the one-and-done rule? And do you like what the Big East and the Pac-12 have decided to now propose to make it a two-and-done rule?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the one-and-done rule, never have been, but it's in place, so I don't complain about it. I 18-year-olds can get a job, 18-year-olds can get put on a plane and get sent abroad, and the next step they take can be their last one. I don't understand why they're not allowed to enter the draft and play professional basketball. It's, there's other options. They can play in the G League, they can play overseas, they can go to prep school for a year, they can go to junior college for a year. There's, no one's forcing these kids to go to college. But at the same time, I'm a college basketball coach, and I chose to pursue this as a career at this level. And what's attracted me to college basketball is the educational component. I'm a high school teacher, and education is very important to me. So, I want to coach players that enjoy being in college, not ones that are just kind of here for a stopgap because they think that this is a breeding ground for the NBA. We're not a breeding ground for the NBA. We're college basketball. And the guys that want to be in college and be a part of everything that goes with being a college athlete, those are the ones that need to be in college.
You gave a incredibly impassioned speech a couple of weeks ago about parents, their behavior in youth sports, and kind of along the same lines as you being a college basketball coach, and where you see parents going wrong and coaches going wrong and referees going wrong. I'm curious, how have you seen the fallout from that, and why did you decide that was the time to bring that up?
I was at my 10-year-old's game a couple days before that press conference, and there's just some parents acting just a fool. There's no other way to word it. And I put something on social media about it. So then at my press conference, I was asked about that tweet I put out there, and so I expanded on it. And I don't tell people how to coach. You know, I'm in a profession where everyone wants to tell me how I should coach, or other people should coach. I don't get into that. I don't tell people how to coach. I don't tell people how to parent their children. That is their jobs, not mine. I'm too consumed with having to be a father to my children, a husband to my wife, and then a coach to my players. That's what I'm consumed with. What we have to start being better at as adults is just speaking about other adults that are authority figures in negative ways in front of children. That's a problem. And that's what my point with that was. When I coach, I'm passionate, I'm loud. I'm not trying to get people not to scream. All I'm saying is, if you want to be a voice during the course of a game of instruction, then coach. But you can't sit in the stands and confuse the young people, like my son's age group, 10 years old. They don't understand how to have three different voices of authority figures yelling at them at the same time. They don't understand how to manage that. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, those guys playing the NBA Finals, they're pros. They know how to shut down the voices that are irrelevant. 10-year-olds don't understand how to do that. So what happens? Young kids, when they get confused, what do? They turn the channel off. And when they turn it off, then they don't listen to anybody. And then we as adults sit around and say, kids are being disrespectful. They're not being disrespectful. They're doing what society has taught them to do, which is turn it off. And we as adults have to do a better job. And it doesn't mean I agree with what my son's coach does or says or whatever. But he's not going to criticize his coach to me, and I'm not going to criticize his coach in front of him. The coach and I can have a private conversation like I have it with my parents or whoever on my campus. And as adults, we'll figure out a way to make each other understand, because our goal at the end of the day should be one and the same. Let's impact the young people on our teams in a positive way, and that's all we're trying to do.
I watched the video of it, and I'm a parent of a 3-year-old daughter, and I was moved by what you said. And then I was offended this morning when I saw in the state paper in Columbia, the headline is Frank Martin has no room to condemn parents. And one of the lines in it, it says, coach, he is basically saying, I can abuse the players and referees because I'm a coach. You weren't saying that, right? That's not what you meant by that statement, right?
If you're coaching, you coach your team however you choose to coach, whether you want to sit there and cross your legs, whether you want to clap, whether you want to yell. That's your duty as a coach, to handle your team however you choose to. I'm not telling people how to coach. I'm not saying that the way to do it is this way and the way not to do it is that way. What I'm saying is, when there's a game going on, people sitting in the stands, allow the children to listen to the people that are coaching and refereeing. Let the coach deal with the referee. The referee don't need to be dealt with parents, because then the kids think that it's okay to disrespect officials. And then you got a problem. And then it's okay to think that the kid, to criticize the coach and his decisions. Then you confuse the child when the game's going on, and you got a coach yelling at the kid or talking to the kid, and then you got a parent in the stands yelling at the kid to do something different. That creates confusion in a 10-year-old mind, in a 12-year-old mind. So then when they're 17 and 18, they get to college and they don't know how to listen. You know why they don't know how to listen? Because adults have confused them at a young age. So you know what you're doing when you confuse a child? You're preventing them from finding success. And my job in education is to help kids learn so they can find success, not prevent them from succeeding.
And I'm sure you see that even more so on the AAU circuit, where I've covered college basketball recruiting. I used to work for Rivals, and I used to be appalled by the way that the audience, the crowd, the families would get on referees, coaches, players. I mean, it's even worse on when it comes to AAU basketball, right?
I'm not going to put AAU basketball on a separate platform. I coached AAU basketball. AAU basketball gives opportunities to kids that are – you can't compare them. In education, if anyone knows anything about public education, the first two things that are cut out from public education is physical education and summer school. So you're in any school system, those are the first two items that get cut anytime there's cutbacks. The next item that gets cut are parks and recreation summer programs. So now kids in the summer have no safe haven. They can't go to summer school. They don't have parks and recreation as a safe haven anymore. So what do? They're on the streets. When they're on the streets, you're going to get in trouble. So AAU basketball gives kids a safe haven, a place to understand what it is to be on a college campus and have hopes that one day they can be there. So I'm not going to put AAU basketball under a separate umbrella. It's not fair and it's not right. This is a societal problem. It's not an AAU basketball problem. It's a societal problem. That's what pushed me out of a public school education. All I ever wanted to do was teach in my neighborhood. And what pushed me out wasn't a dream of coaching in the Final Four. It was that I got tired of parents not supporting teachers. And then the kids don't support the teachers. So now you have no respect in the school building, what leads to problems. And that's what pushed me out.
Yeah, I think you are on to such an awesome topic, and I love the fact that you said, do you think that the guy making $20 an hour refereeing a basketball game cares who wins or loses? And I think more parents need to hear that, right? That this is that there's not a conspiracy to make your kid's team lose, right?
It is what it is. I mean, if you're a parent and your child's playing AAU basketball and you're coming from New York and you end up playing in Columbia – well, the guy officiating for $20 a game, 99% chance he lives in Columbia and knows the parents of the kids on the team that plays in Columbia. So, you know, he's not going to cheat for that team. But, you know, if he might have more of a relationship with those players or those parents because of that. You can't get mad at that. It's part of the deal. It is what it is. It's, you know, it makes no sense for us adults to sit in the stands and just berate people that are working on a Saturday and a Sunday to make $20 so they can live life, so they can pay bills, so they can provide for their families. And we as adults are going to sit in the stands and berate another adult in front of children. That's not the way it works.
Coach Frank Martin joining us here on Pushing the Odds. I do want to talk a basketball question and get to basketball here for a second before we run out of time. And, you know, the Final Four will come up here next weekend. You guys were there last year. Looking back on that accomplishment, what makes you the most proud when you think about last year's team?
Oh, just, you know, the way that those guys that were senior leaders on our team have continued to move forward in life. The journey that they went through when they signed up to come to school here, and they had no senior leadership in front of them. They didn't have people that had won to help them learn how to win. They all had to learn it firsthand. And not this year, but the Final Four year and the year before were our first two true senior classes. Guys have been with us for 4 years, and to know who they were as kids and see who they became as men, that's what makes me proud. So obviously the winning is awesome, and that's a great reward for doing things the right way. But as a man, nothing makes me prouder than when young kids start making decisions as men and act like men and represent themselves as men. And that's what those guys have done, and they continue to do. And that's what drives me, and that's what gives me the most pride.
I know you know this, and most people who have been involved in college basketball know this statement, but I think the public doesn't know the value of your teammates and the experiences that come with college. And when people say, oh, go pro, I often say you're giving up so much when you leave and go into the NBA, you know, directly as an 18-year-old at a high school. How do we tell people, how do we sell the public on the college experience and what you just talked about men becoming, young men becoming men through the college process?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing you can do to convince people that don't want to hear it. I mean, it's just you got to convince people that want to understand it. I think we spend too much time in life in today's day and age trying to convince people to think differently than us that our way is the right way. We all have opinions. This is the beautiful thing about our country. We all get to choose our path and follow it however we want. We don't have to force others to walk our path or believe in our beliefs. We all get to choose which ones we want. And we go out and we recruit. And as college coaches, we recruit to college basketball. We recruit guys that want to dream of being great through the game of basketball. And the ones that are talented enough and work hard enough, and eventually they play in the NBA. And the ones that don't, well, you know what? They use the platform to create stories, memories, and a quality of life that's second to none.
Coach, thank you so much for the time. This was an awesome conversation. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk to us today.
My pleasure.
That is Coach Frank Martin from South Carolina on the Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I got a lot to say about that interview coming up in the other side. We're up on a break. We're over, but that was unbelievable. More on that next, SB Nation Radio.